because of
Mishmar Parshas Pinchas.
What happened over here? Vikach Roimach. He took a spear and he thrust it through Zimri and Cusbi, and they were dead. D-E-D. Dead as a doornail. Okay, Rabbi Sai. Obviously, Zimri did something wrong. I mean, it was very, very bad. It was bad enough that he was going to be killed for it. So I guess in a certain way you could say Zimri was kind of chayav misa. Now, we could ask a question. It seems to be actually machlokes Rabbi Kivei and Pri Megadi in the following thing. We know there's a klal called Kom Lei B'Diraba Mineh, which means if a person is in the middle of doing an aveir, which is chayav misa for, he's not going to have to pay, because we only make him, as they said with the lumdus is exactly, but we're only going to make him be punished with the misa shevoi and not with the einish hakal. Kom Lei B'Diraba Mineh, the bigger punishment, not the smaller one. So now, Lu Yehei, Zimri was somehow chayiv mamon for something he did at the same time as he was being speared by Pinchas. Would he be chayiv to pay or not? Is there didn't come lay b'diramine in this act? Now let's get it clear. What Zimri did, by the way, was not their classic gilui arayas. It was a little bit more creative than that. He was boil aramis. Classic gilui arayas is an eshes ish or something like that. One of the regular erevos. This, because he's boil aramis, is not regular gilui arayas, and would he be punished in court for this under regular circumstances? No, at least not with Misa. But there's a special halacha which is called Kanoim Poigin Boy. Halacha Vein Moirin came, which is a Kanoi. If there's a person who so desires to stand up, and we, Baruch Hashem, had one of them right there, vigilante, whatever you want to call him, Pinchas, Kanoi, Bikanoi as Kinasi, stood up and he did this mice and he killed Zimri. So, would Zimri be chayiv to pay if he did something simultaneous to this act?
Yeah.
No.
What's he chayiv? Right there, we have over there Kiveg and the Prima Gadim. Which one are you?
Okay.
It's not in the sheet.
What's he chayiv for?
Satim.
Yeah.
What?
Is he getting chayiv?
Right. Let's say Vishas.
Is he getting Malkus?
No, killing the Rasmi.
Doing what he's doing.
I'm with you. All right, we agree.
It's going to be the same shot. No, you didn't agree. What do you say?
There's no kim of misa. If you have a pagan by, it definitely isn't misa, and then definitely won't be kim.
So, Rabbi Kiva Eger is under the assumption that there is kum lebe derabba mine. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, we say kum lebe derabba by boil aramis. So, would there be malchus and bezdin? No. Because kum lebe derabba mine is chayv misa. Comes the Prima Gadim and says, no, the old din of Kanaim Poigim Boy is not a real tchi of Misa on Zimri. It's just that if the Kanoi gets up and does it, he can do it. But it's not considered to be tchi of Misa. It's just he's in like a situation where if a Kanoi chooses to do it, then he's going, he can kill him. But it seems to be machloikis between the Reb Kiva Eger and the Prima Gadim.
What's the tchi of Misa for? Contra Kiva Eger.
For this, so it's similar. We have a similar type of thing by Baba Machteres. Baba Machteres also over there. What person who steals when he goes into a tunnel? So then we have a din of Kamalei B'Diramani. Even though normal cases when a person steals, he doesn't have that din. But over here, there's a special din by Baba Machteres that if he that he's potter from paying because he has a din of a roi deif. Okay, I don't want to go into all the details, but Kipshuta, it seems that you can have a chiyuv misa in a certain circumstances, which is not the regular. But I'll call upon him. One thing is for sure, and that is that Pinchas was not obligated to do this. We have a shaylev in a case of Kanoim Poigim Boy. Is that called his chayiv misa or not chayiv misa? But it wasn't obligated. It's a din of Kanoim. Now, listen to this interesting thing. The Yerushalmi says that the Chacham were not happy with Pinchas. The Kli Chemda brings this Yerushalmi. They were not happy with Pinchas to the point they wanted to put him in Cherem. They put him in Nidui. But what happened was Hashem get all excited. Hashem said, Hinani noisin lois brisi shalom loy lazaroi acharo bris kunas oilam. So they rescinded, right? They're like, okay, I guess it was okay. But they were not happy with what he did. The Kli Yagos says, what did he do wrong? It's halacha, Kanoim Poigim Boy. What did he do wrong?
I'm saying, saying the avera that Zimri was doing was like, it's avera. It's not talking.
But this is halacha of kanaim poigamot.
It's a stam iser, no? Have you with the guy?
Again, the halacha is.
No, not only did they do wrong, they could be upset. It's like, oh, why are you getting so.
Why are you getting upset? That's the halacha.
You're saying kanaim was such a small iser?
That's the halacha. It's only on that isser. It's only on that isser. It's not on every isser. You can't just go kill someone if he's doing an avera. Oh, boom! You know, it doesn't work that way. It's said on certain things. Halacha is said on Kanaim Pagan Boy. That's what it said on Boyle Aramis. Boyle Aramis, Kanaim Pagan Boy. So what did he do wrong? He did the halacha. Halacha he. Kanaim Pagan Boy. So they're upset that he killed Cosby.
They don't care about
Kazakhstan. What? Anyone can do it. That's the halacha. So what did he do wrong? Says the Kli Chemda, maybe as follows. Yes.
He's setting a bad precedent.
Why is it a bad precedent?
Because now other people are going to misunderstand the situation. They're going to think that every time someone's doing an avera, they could just go ahead and kill them.
So, but this is the halacha. What did he do wrong? The halacha is... Boyel Aramis, Kanaim Poigim Boy. What did he do wrong? That's what he's supposed to do. He should have got up and said, oh, it's only in this situation, but if someone crossed the line in a red, don't kill him. Or you see someone eating treif, don't kill him. It's only, but that's the halacha. The halacha is Boyel Aramis, Kanaim Poigim Boy. So what did he do wrong, Pinchas? That the Chachom wanted to put into Chayrim. So the Kli Chemda has an interesting angle. He says the following thing. It says, I think it's the Kli Chemda. It says over here in the Sifri the file that when Pinchas got up, Rav Pinchas said, "Who here has the courage?" Said Pinchas, "Who's got the courage to kill Zimri at the stake of himself being killed? Who has the courage to kill Zimri, the risk of his own life? I do." And he got up and he killed him. That's what the Yushalmi says. Sifri says. Sifri. Ba'isa Shah, Nana Pinchas Vomer. Ain Adam Khan? She Yahurgoi Viharig? No one's here gonna kill him and then get killed? What does that mean? That means that Pinchas understood that he was putting his own life in danger. He was putting his own life in danger. Now you could be a vigilante. But are you allowed to put your own life in danger? Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to do that for a mitzvah? Are you allowed to put your own life in danger for a mitzvah? Well, it's not so clear. According to many Rishonim, you're not allowed to. But for sure, for a reshus, he has no chiyuv to do this. Why is he putting his life in danger? And the Chachamim said this was irresponsible, not because it was too severe, not because he wasn't supposed to do it, but what are you putting yourself in danger for?
What's the danger?
Well, he said he was going to get killed.
For what?
Who would have killed him? Who would have killed him?
That
Zimri.
Or that
Hold on. Zimri would have killed him. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says, we're going to get back to that, if Zimri would have turned around and stabbed Pinchas, would he have been chayiv? No. So when Pinchas got up, what is he basically doing? Putting his life in danger. You don't have to do that, sir. Don't put your life in danger. For a mitzvah, it's a machloekes rishonim, you put your life in danger. You're for sure not mechuyev. Is a person mechuyev to put his life in danger for a regular mitzvah? What's the halacha when it comes to pikuach nefesh? Everything except for? Gila Rais. A big three. So over here, why is he putting his life in danger for? Says the, I'm not sure, this is from Sefer Nachlas Tzvi, or Tzvi Klein, not Tzvi Klein, Zev Klein. I'm not sure if he brings the Sefri. I don't know if he's stoned to the Sefri or it's the Kli Chemda. It seems maybe that's the reason now. However, he brings the Bavli says that Pinchas waited until Zimri had a weak moment and then he attacked. In other words, he strategically attacked at the moment that he would not be putting himself in danger. So he's understanding, it's Machlokes Bavli and Yushalmi. The Bavli is saying that he didn't attack him right away. Why not? He didn't want to put his life in danger. He waited until a moment when Zimri was weak and he knew, I can take him. But if it would have been on a regular, just when Zimri was in his regular strength, he wouldn't have attacked him because it's Sechonis Nefashis. Ashein Kim, the Yushami says that Pinchas got up and said, who is willing to kill him and get killed? Okay. Now, I'm not sure that there's a machlokes between them because as Rafi mentioned, I don't know if the Sakana was necessarily only Zimri or Zimri's whole Shevet. Zimri's whole everyone who was over there. I don't know. What's the pshat? So you can tell me. We say in the Slichus, Misha Ana, the Pinchas, B'mkoymai B'soicha Eda, Hu Ya'aneni. What does it mean? Misha Ana, Pinchas, B'mkoymai B'soicha Eda. I'm not sure what it means. I think it means that all the people there were like furious. Everyone was furious at Pinchas. He put his life in danger, not just because of Zimri, because the whole, there was a mob there. What do you think you're doing? Who are you? You get up and doing this over here. So maybe he put himself in danger even if he knew he was going to be able to best Zimri. Maybe there was still danger. Yes, Yitzi. Ah. So my friends, we have the Shaila. For sure it's a Shaila on the Yerushalmi. It might even Shaila on the Bavli. How did Pinchas put his life in danger to do this? So I'd like to ask the following question, and with this question I'd like to answer. There's such a thing as a melchemes mitzvah. What does that mean? What's a melchemes mitzvah? What? The Torah tells us to go to war. My question is, how is it possible to have a melchemes mitzvah if it's sechonis nefashis? Torah tells you to go to war. Ask you another question. There's a mitzvah, timches zecher Amalek. What does that mean?
Kill Amalek.
How could you have a mitzvah to kill Amalek? What's Amalek going to do if you pull out a knife? He's going to try to kill you. So how could there ever be a mitzvah, mechemes Amalek, if it's a pikuach nefesh?
It says pikuach nefesh applies here.
Oh. Says Yitzi, any time that the mitzvah in its very definition is a dangerous mitzvah, what is the Torah telling you? Do it anyway.
This is
Rosh Hashanah. Okay, hold on. Any time that the Torah is telling you, do it anyway, the Torah is saying that over here, that you're supposed to put yourself in danger. Perhaps we can suggest, and this might be a shaila, the din of Kanoim Poikim book, it's halacha. What does halacha mean? The Torah is saying that the proper thing to do is to kill Kanoim Poikim, or kill Boil Aramis. Not only that, but he's a Mekayim mitzvah. It's not a chiyuv, but it's a mitzvah. But Kanoi Kinas Hashem Tzivokos. He's not mechuyev to do that. Because the very nature of Kanoim Poikim Boy is, it's a dangerous thing. If it's dangerous by nature, the Torah is saying, over here, you can take risks. So when we have Mechemes Mitzvah, over there it's a mitzvah. Over here it's also a mitzvah, it's not a chiyuv. Halacha v'ein moirin kein, which means I'm not telling you to do it. But if you do it, so then our hat's off to you. So basically the Torah is saying, this is a situation when you can put yourself in danger. Maybe that's the reason why Pinchas was able to do it. I'll call upon it, my friends. In fact, what would have been if Zimri would have turned around and he would have killed Pinchas? Zimri would have been Pater. Why? Why? He was in the danger of being killed. So for all intents and purposes, now what could you call Pinchas? A raidif. Yeah, but something needs a little bit of explanation here. Because would everyone else who was there be allowed to kill Pinchas?
No.
No, Pinchas is doing the right thing. Pinchas is doing the just thing. Pinchas is doing the thing that Hashem wants him to do. So I can't kill Pinchas because he's going to kill Zimri. So is he really a raidif? Not really. So how could Zimri have killed him? Because Klape Zimri, so what's the Hagdorah? Says Rav Asher Weiss, a beautiful Hagdorah. He says, really, there's two different din. There's one din which is called Roidef. Someone is going to kill someone. Who is allowed to kill a Roidef?
Everyone.
Anyone. Everyone. So the Nochadin, another din. The din is Haba Lahargecha Hashkem Vehargoy. Another din. If someone is coming to kill you, you go and kill him. Who is that talking to? Only. We'll call him a Nirdaf. Haba Lahargecha, someone's coming to kill you. Hashkem Vehargo. You get up and kill him. Don't take that sitting down. Go kill him. It's a different din. You have to know what the nafkamin is going to be. But it's a different din. It's learned from a different pasuk, he says. The Miri brings a pasuk for that. What's the pasuk? Lachem. You better you fight the minyanim because they're fighting you. Says the Miri, that's the pasuk. It's a different din than Roidef. So there's two dinim. So Pinchas has a din of, like, legit Roidef? No. Can anyone else kill Pinchas? No. Who's allowed to kill Pinchas? Only one. Who's that? That's Zimri. Because he's Bala Hargoy. Hashkem Bahargoy. Okay.
According to the din of Hashkem, then somebody who is going to be killed by Bezin, Mechanic or Harag, whatever, they should be allowed to kill the Seidrim, right? Saying that Hashkem seems to apply in case of a mitzvah. Apparently.
That's a good question. Let's ask Rabbi Bakula what he says. Question was just like we're saying Zimri has a din of Balhargo Hashkim Hargo. If a Shlech Bezdin comes to kill you, you're allowed to kill a Shlech Bezdin? No. What's the difference? Zimri is coming to do what's on Hashem.
That's not Balhargo.
Good, 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 good. Let's hear
it. It's not
Hashkim.
It's not
Zimri. Well, why? What? So same din? Yeah. Rafi agrees with you. You missed that. I also gave you a shout out before. But he agrees with you. Yeah. You should be able to kill that. You should be able to kill a Shlech Bezdin. It would appear that when he's coming mitzad atzmai, he's a bar lahargecha. Then it's hashkim lahargoy. When someone's a shlich bezdin, he's not coming to kill you. He's just following ki'ilu what bezdin's din is. It's not bala hargacha. I don't know exactly what the hagdara would be, but that's what it seems like. Okay, Akoparm, I want to get to the main shaila we have over here, which is as follows. The shaila is like this. We have a klal when it comes to someone is coming to kill someone. But there's a klal, which is that if it's yachal lahatzil be'achas me'evarim, you have to do that. So for example, let's say there is someone who is attacking. There's a roidef. There's a terrorist. And you have the ability of shooting this terrorist in the foot and neutralizing him. Are you allowed to shoot the terrorist in the heart? Now, don't answer this with your emotions. Answer this with your intellect.
Shoot him twice.
You are allowed, and by the way, this is, I believe, the rules in the army also. You have to neutralize him without murdering him. Yeah, if there is someone that you can neutralize, so the din is, yachal lahatzil ba'achas me'ivarav, the din is that that's what you should do. So if someone is coming to attack you, he has din roidech, you have to stop him. If I can stop him without taking his life, not only can I, not only must I, but if a person doesn't, then he is himself a reitzeach. That's the din by reitzeach. Hold on, slow down. Kuntzach pregin de kasha. Okay. So Pinchas is after Zimri. Pinchas is about to kill Zimri. Zimri is allowed to kill Pinchas? We said yes. How is Zimri allowed to kill Pinchas? But Zimri has a very easy way to stop Pinchas. You can neutralize Pinchas. How could he neutralize Pinchas? If he just stops doing this despicable act that he's doing, Pinchas will not kill him.
Stops right then.
Stop right then. Stop right there. Stop right now. So instead of Zimri turning around and killing him, just stop. Just stop what you're doing.
Can
You're not going to have to stop doing something.
Just stop what you're doing. And that's it. So, listen. If I can break someone's arm, then I'm mechuyev to do that instead of killing him. For sure I'm mechuyev to stop doing an avera in order to not kill him.
And you have to kill anyways. I have to stop anyways to kill him. And once you stop, you can't kill him.
I'm not sure exactly how all this is going to work out from a technical standpoint, but we'll leave that alone for now. This is the question that I'd like to discuss. We have a few minutes left. I'd like to discuss this question. Again, the kasha is like this. The halacha is when someone's a roideif, so that you only can kill him. If someone's coming to kill you, you can only kill him, or whatever. There's a roideif. You're coming to kill the roideif if you're not yochel lahatzil b'achas me'evarav. If you could neutralize him without killing him, you have to. So in our case, where we're saying Zimri is allowed to kill Pinchas, that's why Pinchas put his life in danger, because Zimri would have killed him. How could Zimri kill Pinchas if, after all, Zimri could have just stopped what he's doing and then Pinchas wouldn't have attacked him anymore? You could have neutralized Pinchas without killing him. Wouldn't he be mechuyev to do that? So why is Zimri allowed to kill Pinchas just because Pinchas is coming to kill Zimri? Pinchas can be stopped. How could you stop Pinchas? Stop doing what you're doing. Zimri, Pinchas isn't out to kill him just because he wants to kill him. Why is Pinchas killing him? Because doing the Avera, stop the Avera, won't kill you.
Wait, why isn't Pinchas why isn't Pinchas just to neutralize Zimri in a different way, not killing him? Why
because that's there's no such din as that. It's a good question. The din is a boiler ram is kanaim poigim boy that they're able to kill them. They're allowed to kill them, or there might be mukhiv misa. That's what we said. Especially might depend on what we said originally. If you go like the Reb Kiv Eiger that says that he's mukhiv misa, he didn't come lebed ramine, he's chayiv misa right now. The Zimri, so therefore he's allowed to kill him. But Pinchas isn't chayiv misa. Pinchas is just you're telling me that Zimri's allowed to kill him because he's coming to kill him. So why does he matzav achas
meivar? Pinchas wouldn't have stopped.
What?
Pinchas would have killed him anyway.
Pinchas would have killed him.
Yeah.
Not pitom.
So he did an act that he's chayiv misa.
So okay, good. So Gabriel is saying another nakuda. What's the halacha if you saw someone did an avera 5 minutes ago? Are you allowed to kill him? You saw him be boiled aramis 5 minutes ago.
He's a kanoi.
He's a kanoi.
In the moment, no?
Yeah, kanoi has to be in the moment. That's what the Rambam says. That's to be the Rambam.
Maybe
the Rambam.
Give me Eger disagrees,
though. Do with the Rambam.
In the moment from of Kaharis, right?
In the moment of the Aver, you stopped the Aver, can't kill him. Finished, can't kill him. I can't say, you did this 2 minutes ago, you did this an hour ago, you did this 2 days ago. No. If he's finished, you can't kill him anymore. Right, so all Zimri has to do in order to neutralize Pinchas is I'm done. So he has to do. Be partial in the Aver, I'm finished. I'm doing any more Aver, I'm finished. It's connected to what he said in Shir. When I told him about being Moicha on the Brocha. Remember I said not being Moicha on the Brocha because it was yesterday? Yeah.
Yeah.
So I want to tell you, I would like to say at least three Terutzim. Terutz number one says the Minchas Asher. Others say this Terutz also. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says that there were certain supernatural things going on over there. That whole story. One of them was Zimri Hayaloi Lifresh Velo Pirish. The Targum Yonason says that he actually tried, like pulling away, and there was a malach that held Zimri and Cosby together because we wanted this to end in a gory way. We did. We wanted to make a point. So the malach held the two of them together so that Zimri wanted out. He couldn't get out. So, if Zimri couldn't get out, what's his only course of action? Try kill Pinchas. We were saying, don't kill Pinchas, just be Pirish. The problem is, he's got a malach, it's not letting him be Pirish. So, the only thing Zimri can do under the circumstances is self-defense.
Pinchas didn't know there's a malach situation going on.
Maybe he did, he didn't. What difference does it make? Well, what do you mean? No, but this is obviously, on the malach is only there in order that he should be able to do it, in order to be able to, yeah.
Well, clearly he knew because he said in the beginning that I would probably kill him.
Yeah.
Let's see if I'm going to shave it.
Okay. The Mizrahi says another teretz. Says the Mizrahi, listen. When do we say the klal that a person has to be yochel lahatzivach zmeivarov? If you are a third party, in other words, Reuven is chasing Shimon. Shimon is screaming, help me, help me. And Reuven is chasing Shimon. And Levi is standing there watching and saying, okay, I got to stop Reuven from killing Shimon. Now, how should Levi, who's standing on the side, he's got his microscope, he's a sharpshooter, his telescope, whatever it is, what should he aim for? The heart or for the legs?
The legs.
The legs. Right? Because he's calm, cool, and collected. His life is not in danger anyway. That's what I'm assuming the reasoning is. Okay? However, if now Reuven decides that he's got to protect himself against Shimon, does Reuven have to try for the legs, shoot for the legs? No, Reuven can shoot to kill. Because if he's being chased, he can shoot to kill. There's a difference if I'm a third person in this whole story scenario, or the person himself is being chased. What's the difference? So, Kipshutai, Rav Asher understands, is that exactly what I said. Because the third person's calm, cool, easy. He doesn't have to, worry about making bad calculations. He's not having brain freeze. He's not going to, he's not going to choke on the situation. So for him, he can decide, very calculated, where should I aim for? What should I do? Is this... But when a person is being chased and his life's in danger, he can't think. You can't expect him to think. I was like, okay, I guess I'm going to have to, try to, aim for the legs or try to make sure not to hit a nerve or something like that. Just protect yourself. However, Rav Asher Weiss doesn't like that. Because he says, in this case, it wasn't like he had to even, defend himself to shoot. What did Zimri have to do? It's very simple. Stop. Very simple. Just stop. All you have to do is stop. So it's not like you could say he's confused, he doesn't know how to act, should he head for the head, should he head for the arms? It's very simple, just stop. So over here, there's no bilbil. So why is he any different?
The malach.
Oh, leaving the malach. Now we can say a different teretz, which someone over here was machaven to, which is as follows. Rabbi said, we said there's two dinim. There's a din of roidef, and there's a din of habal lahargecha, Hashkem v'horagot. Two different dinim. From two different psukim. Maybe the din roidev is only when you can't. Over there, there's a din that's a third person. It has nothing to do with whether it's bilbul or not bilbul. Habal haragacha hashkem v'horagot. Period. It doesn't say habal haragacha, stop him. Habal haragacha, kill him. There's no exceptions to that rule. I don't have to stop him. Someone tries to kill him, you kill him back. Roy Dave, the heter is, he's coming to kill someone, so I have to stop him from killing. Even if I have to kill him, but if I don't have to kill him, why should I kill him? I just have to neutralize him. My job is to stop him. But habal hargecha, hashkem hargo, it's a different din. Over there, about you can kill him. This could be another teretz. The last teretz I'd like to say is as follows. Says Rav Asher Weiss, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, has many different halachic ramifications as follows. Let's say a person holds a gun to your head and says, or takes a gun out and says, I will kill you. I will kill you right now. Unless you say hello. Say hello and I won't kill you. Now, you got a gun in your pocket. And you're a pretty fast gunslinger, exactly. You could kill him. You could kill him. You could take this guy. No problem. He's a rookie. I could take him. Are you allowed to kill him?
He's threatening your life.
He's threatening your life. But he's saying, just say hello. So say hello. Okay. Let's say he says, you can stop. He says, okay, buddy, I will kill you unless you say hello every single day for the rest of you. Let's say he says, I will kill you, unless you right now crawl on the floor, unless you follow me right now, you come with me to the makolet and carry all my groceries. Why am I looking at you? unless you do sponge on my floor, I will kill you. Unless you come and iron my shirts. Unless you, I can just do this forever. You're like, I can't kill him because, I could just iron his clothing if I wanted to. I could just go to my clothing for him. I could just say hello to him. So where does it end? Where does it stop? I could say, I can lemaisa, I don't have to kill him because I could just do this. I could just do that. Am I mechuyev to do all that stuff? He's saying he's going to kill me. Okay, I'll kill you. And I'll just take him. The shaila is, am I mechuyev to do something outside of the confrontation in order to stop him. He's saying, I'm going to kill you unless. Unless is not my, that's not, you're saying you're going to kill me? You're going to kill me? I'll take you. So therefore, perhaps, now this is where the chiddush is. Because Zimri was doing something that was an Aveiro. Is Zimri allowed to have this relationship with Cosby? Absolutely not. But the fact is, this is something he decided to do. Pinchas says, you better stop that or I'm going to kill you. Stop that or I'm going to kill you? What does that have to do? You're going to kill me? The fact that I could do something else in order to avoid this confrontation, that is not necessary under the circumstances. So basically, my friends, just to go over what we spoke about, and there's lots and lots of different nafkaminas to what we just said, but I don't want to go into that right now. We started speaking about the fact of whether or not the din of Zimri is a chiyuv misa mamish, and therefore is there din kamlei b'drabanei machloikes b'kvega and prima godim. And then we spoke about the fact that the Kli Chemda says that for some reason the Chacham were not happy with Pinchas. As a matter of fact, they want to put him into Nidoy, but Hashem said, they backed off. What do they want to put into, what did they do wrong? It's halacha. Can I play about it? It's halacha. What did he do wrong? The answer is, yeah, but what did he put his life in danger for? It says that he says, who's going to stand up and kill him in order to risk himself getting killed? The Bible says he didn't put his life in danger. It seems that way because it says he waited for a moment that Zimri was weak. Therefore, maybe he wouldn't put his life in danger. We suggested maybe anybody put his life in danger because of his entire shevet. Or the other people, it says, Mishyana Pinchas Mekomim Basaycha Eda. Sounds like there was other people around that perhaps wanted to threaten his life. But anyway, we said maybe it's not a problem because that's the whole nature of the din, is a dangerous din. The Pasuk is saying, put yourself in danger with halacha by saying Kanayim Pagim, but Kanayim Pagim is by its very nature a dangerous thing. That's what we're thinking. Now, Koponim, we said, seems like Zimri was able to kill Pinchas. How is he able to kill Pinchas? It seems that Pinchas had din roidif, not Mamish had din roidif, because no one else can kill him. It's a din of Abba Lahargucho Hashkim Vahir. We ask a question about Shlech Bezdin, we're not really sure. Maybe it's a little bit different, but it would appear to be the same. Anyway, the problem is as follows. How is Zimri allowed to kill Cosby, allowed to kill Pinchas? Why isn't he just Pirish? Why isn't he just stop what he's doing? And it has a getter of Yachal Hatzil Bechad Mevar. So the first answer we gave was he can't do that because the Malach wasn't allowing him to do it. So his only recourse was self-defense. That was his first answer. The second answer that we gave was that perhaps over here is different because he's the person himself was being chased. Is it because of Bilbo? Because he's confused over here by Zimri. There's not much to be confused about. It's very simple how you do it. Just be perched. Maybe it's a different thing. Because the din of Bala Hargacha, there's no din of Yachal HaTzlech HaMeivar, so they didn't write it. Habal Hargacha, Hashkem Baharga, the Pasuk says, the Chazal says. So therefore, over here, there's no din Yachal HaTzlech HaMeivar, it's the person himself. And the last thing that we said is that the only time that I have to choose something to do is if I can avoid the confrontation. But if there's something external to the confrontation, he's making certain things, stipulating on other things, I don't have to say hello, I don't have to be a slave, I don't have to listen to what he's telling me to do, I can do whatever I want to do. If that's going to create a confrontation, within the confrontation, I can then strike in self-defense. Thank you so much for listening.